He also
swept
swept the temple again and again.
फिर पानी लेकर के और उसे अच्छी तरह से धो
दिया।
उससे भी चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने किया कि
देखो
कहीं छोटे छोटे जो दाग लगा हुआ है और उसमें क्या होता है जहाँ छोटे पत्थर जो दाग होता है उसमें पूरा कुछ मैला भी बना जाता है।
So when there is so much stones like and if you just sweep, you can
also see it.
So Mahaprabhu, with his cloth, even the scratches among the stones, the lines, Mahaprabhu is like rubbing all the scratches and the stones. So in the Bhaktisiddhanta Charitamrita explains that our heart must be very Because actually the jiva has so many kinds of bad things in the heart since time
immemorial.
For example, lust, anger, etc. So
these
bad impressions inside our hearts. This is called ku samskara, bad impression. Because if you're not free from the anarthas, if you're not free from the anarthas, actually, Bhagavad Prem is not here. That's why Sadhana Bhakti has two functions. One, cleaning the heart, And second thing, this. That one ray of this mode of the Nitya Siddha Vrajavasa is appearing in our heart. This we want. Pure and clean. And even after name, fame, and reputation, still one thing more is there. The desire for liberation. We say we don't want liberation, huh? Gurudeva said, okay, cut your throat. Cut your neck, let's see. Then you say, oh, Gurudeva, no, let me breathe, get away from me. Like, let me go. So, I'm sorry, this internet is terrible. So Kaitav means duplicity, design for. Design for mukti. Okay, so maybe that's the anger go away. They should not go away. They're just like a line in your heart. That will accumulate so much. Dust and bad things. So for some days we'll be listening. So discussing about for so many days we've been listening about Manjari Bhava. But if you really think about it, you see what is it? Okay, so even listening anger might be go gone, but still the desire for name, fame, reputation will not go away, and even desire for mukti. This is the topmost duplicity and hypocrisy, is the desire for liberation. In Sanskrit, there are two words, koitab and okoitab, kapart and kapartarahit, like duplicity and without duplicity and hypocrisy. Koitab means duplicity and hypocrisy. Akoitab, without duplicity and hypocrisy. So this duplicity and hypocrisy is the desire for liberation. So you say you don't want liberation, but imagine if I start like to suffocate you, you say, let me go, let me go. So it's not so easy, but when you do bhajan and sadhana slowly, slowly, and you progress. Okay, doing bhajan slowly, slowly, you see where this duplicity and hypocrisy is. So if you have, oh my mind, if you have desire for name, fame, and reputation, how can this pure prema appear in your heart if you have so much desire for pratishta, oh my mind, for name, fame, reputation? But then, you know, the name, fame, reputation, the materialists give, this just like the stool of a pig. So the pratishta, name, fame, reputation, prestige, title, that the materialist people give, then this is like the stool of a pig. Materialist people might give you many kinds of name, fame, reputation, but this is just like the stool of the pig. The stool of the pig is a very, you know, inferior thing, very low. But what is the best stool? The stool of the cow, right? Cow dung. Not from the ox, not the stool of the ox. So when you do fire sacrifice, it's written there. Also, you have to offer the urine and the stool of the cow. Like female cow, not the dogs. Otherwise, you cannot not do Vishnu Puja. In the book, Satkriya Sadipa explains like this. So you need urine and cow dung. Urine of cow and cow dung. So it's pure. The cow dung and cow urine is a pure thing. So in this world, this pratishta, like name, fame, reputation that materialist people give, sukarabhishta, means the stool of a pig. Why? Why the stool of a pig compared? Because the stool, sorry, the pig, what do they eat? Actually, the pigs, they eat stool also, you know? They eat the stool of human beings, except for the pigs. No, put in front of a pig some rasagula and some sweet rice, and put some sweet rice in front of the pig, and the other side stool from a human being. And you can see, he'll go running to eat the stool of a human being. He'll learn to eat this stool of a human being, and he'll like that. So he likes to live like this, the pigs. Have you seen? In Mathura also, in the back there's a sewage. All the sewage, the bed, like a gray, dark water, no? They call gray water, of all Mathura goes there, and the pigs live there in Mathura, and you can see them, how they live. So that's why the comparison to the stool of a pig. But in other hands, the pratishta that the Vaishnavas give, tate kuru nishta, then I have nishta in this. Means if the Vaishnavas give me some title, then I have nishta, like I have loyalty to this. Or so in the last day of Navadvip Parikrama, back behind, like in the old times, the some titles were given to the brahmacharis according to their seva, like for example seva ratna, and also seva vigraha, also bidalankara, for example bhakta bandhav, bhakti chakora, Bhagavad Bhushan. Bhagavad Bhushan. Meu Deus, internet. One Vaishnavas give you something. You have to honor that. You should not dishonor what the Vaishnavas give you. You should honor it. So this kirtan belongs to whom? Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's kirtan. So he told. So this pratishtha, this name, fame, reputation of this material world that material people give us. But whatever the Vaishnavas give us, this is transcendental. What the Vaishnavas give us is transcendental. So when Vaishnavas give us something, we should accept and put on our heads. Just like Bharat. You see, he brought the paduka, the wooden sandals of Lord Ramachandra, and put on his head. And then he put it on the throne. He put it on the throne of Ayodhya. And every day Bharata used to do arati of the sandals of Lord Ramachandra. So what I want to say is that when Vaishnavas give us something, actually I'm not qualified. Some Vaishnava give me a place to sit, give me a title, no problem. Understand? Sorry, just like the parents. The parents, they put the kids to sit where? On a chair, for example. Or the parents themselves, they sit on the floor. The parents themselves sit on the floor. This doesn't mean that the kid is higher than the parents. But actually, those who sit up, they are higher, and those who sit on the floor, they are, those who sit up, they are lower, and those who sit on the floor, they are higher. I sometimes make a joke. Who is higher? The landowner, Jamindar, or those who are Chokidar, doorman? But also there's two meanings. Those who live on a platform, they are also Chokidar, like doorman in Hindi. And those who sit on the floor, they are Jamindar, they are like landowner. Like you see, Uma Didi, she's sitting where? On a sofa or on a chair. No, I'm not sitting on a sofa. You are sitting on a sofa, not me. You are sitting on a simhasana, on a throne. This is not a throne, just a little bit in behind. This is nothing. What is throne? Come on. What is simhasana? What is a throne? What is a throne? Do you understand? With the lion, must be a lion. So there's no lion here. How can this be a simhasana? What is the simhasana? Simhasana, there in the simhasana, there are lions each side. Then she's saying, there are lions in both sides. So, you know, there are two lions on each side of the seat, and one is a simhasana. Okay, continuing. I studied some Sanskrit. So when you say simhasana, but there's no lion, how possible? Sometimes I also tell a funny story. If you say, like sometimes you swear someone, you are an animal. You are an animal. You are an animal. You are foolish. But you call yourself, oh, I'm a lion. I'm a lion. You call yourself a lion. But lion is also an animal. Lion is also an animal. A lion is also an animal. So you call. So you never call. Never call yourself an animal. If I call you an animal, you'll feel like offended and you like want to beat me, isn't it? Oh no, you're calling me an animal. But you call yourself a lion. Do you think a lion is a human being? Come on. She's saying no, but the animal is the lion is the Pashuraj, the king of the animals. Means he's an animal, the lion is an animal, like the king of the animals, so he's one amongst the animals. So what I was saying, like I was saying, so the parents, they put the kids sitting on the chair and they sit on the floor, but this doesn't mean that the parents are inferior to the kid. Actually, the kid is never in the place, like, the kid can never take the place of the parents, Sarvadevata. Actually, the father is the, you know, this is a prayer for the father. The father is the Dharma, the embodiment of religion. The father is the embodiment of the Swargaloka. Father is the embodiment of the tapasya austerities. If your God, if your father is pleased, all your ancestors also will be pleased. If your father is happy, and then all ancestors become happy, and also the demigods become happy. And if the demigods are happy with you, then the power of the demigods will come to you. Like Shasta explains, the topmost, the highest, the most powerful force, strength, comes from the demigods. Just like Arjuna, he got so much deva bal, strength of the demigods, for one year he was getting so much mantra siddhi from the Arjuna, he was in Swargaloka. And also demigods, sometimes they also get power from demigods, but they misuse these powers. So just now, Ramachandra Prabhu, he announced that... Oh, no, sorry, take this out, otherwise I'll break this. I'm so angry. So... Ask for her to read it for her phone, if I can get this from her. So after Pujapada Tirtha Maharaj going away from this world, he was the president of IGBT. Leave like this because it will stop working in 1 minute, so let's leave this. No need. So this Somji was president. He was now vice president. So what I want to say is that I'm remembering something. When Bhakti Deita Madhava Goswami Maharaj humbly, he told one thing. He said that I'm not qualified to sit on this asana, but still the Vaishnavas, they put me to sit here. So I heard this from him. So the Vaishnavas, they're putting me to sit in a higher asana. Just like the parents also, they put the kid to sit in a higher place. And the kid just sits on that higher position. So in the same way also for me. I'm not qualified. I know I'm not qualified at all. I know. But the Vaishnavas, they put me to sit on a higher position. So, for the pleasure of Guru Vaishnavas, for the pleasure of Guru Vaishnavas, just like when the kid sits in a higher position, the parents also become happy and they clap. So I'm also like this, and just trying to give this pleasure to the Vaishnavas. So the seva vritti. How can we serve Guru Vaishnavas? That's the thing. So if you can serve without duplicity, without duplicity and hypocrisy, if we can serve without duplicity and hypocrisy Guru Vaishnavas, because actually our life is sevamai jivan, is a life full of service. You can get a title or not. Actually we just need seva, just opportunity to serve. I never thought in my life that, I didn't even know that when they made me vice president, I didn't even know. After many days, then I discovered I was the vice president of IGVT. Isn't it? But we have to serve. We have to serve Guna Vaishnavas. This is the thing. According to my qualification. So I have to serve according to the qualification. Seva hi parama dharma. So to stay in that position or not, this is not our main goal. Our main goal is to serve. What is the duty of a servant? To serve. That's what Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada said. A servant has no rest. A person who is really a servant, he can never take rest. Take rest. Never take rest. Actually, the servant, he takes rest during... No. Actually, when he's resting, this also is service. When I came from Brazil, it was 24-hour flight. And here is like 8-hour difference from Brazil. So, I was 30 hours and still the devotees were waiting. When you come, you can ask him. When I came to Brazil, I sat down immediately. When I came from Brazil, from India to Brazil, my nature is to speak Harikatha for 2 hours continuously when I sit down. So after traveling for 30 hours going to Brazil, I sat down and at least 2 hours I sat down and I speak in Harikatha. The devotees around me, I'm never miser in Harikatha. So if you sit here all night, I'll also continue here speaking. Nowadays I have to speak. Nowadays I see in the flight and internet. For some days. So I have to speak Harikatha here and also to the Chinese devotees. Bhagavan gave me some mercy that actually, because of the lockdown, nobody comes to the temple. So everything is online. But when there are devotees, it's udipana, stimulation. Prabhupada told, look, Maxim Prabhupada told, the Harikatha that I speak in Calcutta about the glories of Radhakunda, you can see it's written. But when I sit in Radhakunda and speak the same katha that I speak in Calcutta, is different. Umadidi says, also when Gurudev used to speak Harikatha in Mathura, also is very different, very special. This is true. Because when we see the devotees also happy, we also feel happiness and want to speak more. That's when Chaitanya Charitamrita used to say, sing when the chariot of Jagannatha used to, you know, the chariot of Jagannatha was going, and then these rays of the sun, they were also coming to the face of Jagannatha, and then the crown of Jagannatha used to glitter so much and to shine, and then Mahaprabhu used to become so happy and dance even more, dancing up and down. So seeing the crown of Jagannatha shining, Mahaprabhu was so happy and dancing even more, because the devotees, they feel so much happiness. So one devotee sitting, the person is smiling, maybe the person stands or not, maybe the person is thinking about other things, but only the person is smiling, I already think the person is understanding. No problem, what do I know? But if somebody is sleeping, then no. Okay, maybe the person is remembering Krishna's pastimes, that's why he's sleeping. This is true. So if the devotees are in front of me, you see, all the devotees who are here, like not the day before, yesterday, everybody, all devotees here, I didn't want to give up the mic. Everybody got 25 minutes, and in 25 minutes, I thought, oh, I just spoke 5 minutes, I didn't even want to stop speaking that day, because when there are so many people, sometimes happens, no? This one, then the speaker wants to speak more Harikatha and feel so much bliss. The topmost bliss is the bliss in the Bhagavad Katha. Nothing else has so much Ananda just like the Bhagavad Katha. Nothing has like Ananda as like Bhagavad Katha. This is true. The Katha has so much bliss, so much. And all your hunger, your thirst will automatically finish. That's why in the Srimad Bhagavatam we see for 7 days and 7 nights Shukadeva Goswami was speaking continuously, and for 7 days and 7 nights Parikshit Maharaj was listening. He listened or not? Can we do that? Then after 5 days Shukadeva Goswami told him, drink some water. Then Parikshit said, no, no need to drink water because I'm already drinking the nectar of Harikatha. This beautiful Harikatha coming out from your mouth is like a nectar. Just like he told, now finish the time. Three kinds of devotees. That day I told three kinds of guru and also three kinds of speaker. Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, he wrote. One is coming from Nitya Goloka Vrindavana Dham. That person is seeing the Leelas and speaking. This is the highest speaker. Understand that. Who is the Uttam Bhakta? Means Uttam speaker. That person is seeing directly the Leelas and then he's speaking the Katha. This is called Uttam Bhakti. Big Bhakta means Uttam speaker. In the commentary of Bhagavatam is there. Like Shukadeva Goswami. When Shukadeva Goswami was speaking Harikatha, actually he was seeing the Leelas. And he was speaking the Katha while he was seeing the Leelas. That's why in the Shloka sometimes he uses Etaha. Like the Shloka. Etaha means those. Those deer. This deer. Means he's pointing out this deer. Like he's pointing out, he's seeing directly. So Shukadeva Goswami was directly seeing the glory of the Prema of the Gopis, like in the Vastuti explains. So Etaha in Sanskrit means when you're seeing directly, you're like pointing out, just like when you say up and pointing out, this is Sanskrit. So this is a Uttam speaker. He's seeing the pastimes. And then he's speaking while he sees the pastimes. And then second is the Madhyam intermediate speaker. Means he listens from the mouth of the Guru all that Katha. And whatever he listens from the mouth of his Guru, then the same Katha he's speaking. This is called Madhyam intermediate speaker. Madhyam Bhakta. And Kanishta Bhakta, neophyte speaker, he just read. He committed the memory and vomiting in the paper. Means, he just like... He read and he just speaking after reading. So this is Kanishta speaker. So the Uttam Bhakta, topmost speaker, he's directly seeing all the past times, you know. This is true. But to get a Uttam Bhakta, highest devotee like this speaker of Harikatha is very high, very rare. So the Madhyam Bhakta, Madhyam speaker, it's okay, the Shastra explains. But the Kanishta Bhakta, Kanishta neophyte speaker, it's not beneficial to listen from him. Because maybe the person doesn't understand so much from what he read. So he learned and just speaking. And then he has some notes, like he wrote down something. He Sim. But you may say, oh, my memory is not so good. No problem. Not saying this. But the Uttam Bhaktam is the highest speaker. He's saying directly the leelas of Bhagavan. But the Madhyam Bhakta, the intermediate speaker, he's already listening from the mouth of Guru. He directly served the Guru. And serving the Guru, he's speaking. And from his heart, he's getting the mercy of the Guru, and he is automatically coming out of him. This is called a Madhyam Bhakta, intermediate speaker. So the neophyte speaker, Kanishtha Bhakta, has no any speciality. Because actually Kanishtha Bhakta, neophyte speaker, is only Lokaranjan, only like for pleasing the people. So a speaker should be at least Madhyam Bhakta, somebody who listens from the mouth of the Guru. So we should listen from the Madhyam Bhakta, intermediate speaker. Now time is over. So I don't want to, because Bhagavad Katha is like this. The ocean sometimes takes over into the beach and crosses over the shore, just like the waves of the ocean. They come and sometimes they overlap the beach into the beach. I don't know how to say. And then there's a flood of water of the ocean. Have you seen this? When in England, sometimes there's an island. Or maybe England is an island, and when I see, now there's land. And I become fearful when I see. You can see the waves, and looks like the ocean is going to come inside the continent and take everything away. Looks like. And you can see there's a temple of Lord Shiva, you can see in the internet, that for some time becomes under the water, like flooded, and then again comes back. So it becomes flooded under the water for 10 or 20 meters submerged, and then when it's emerged, then people go to see to have darshan. But I won't go there because maybe it will be flooded. So Bhagavad Katha is like nectar. I'm sorry for the bad internet. I will upload this recording of the English translation in the group Jai Gurudev. Tirtha Maharaj, one time he asked me, is it possible that people go for free in Brajamandala Parikrama? Then I said, if your desire is it, then it can happen. People can go for free in the Brajamandala Parikrama. There will be no fees. So I'll also inspire, I also say that the Brajamandala Parikrama should be for free for everyone. Should be free for everyone. Srila Tirtha Maharaj, one time I asked him, Srila Tirtha Maharaj, he told, it was his desire that the Parikrama was free for everyone. He asked me if there was some option one day that everything would be free. So I'm also saying this is true. Why not possible? We can do selflessly, then it's possible that the Parikrama will be free for everyone. It was Srila Tirtha Maharaj's desire. So I want that there is no charge for the Parikramas. Give food for everyone. And the more you feed everyone, more things will come to you. The more you give, the more will come to you. It will come three times. Whatever you give, it will come three times more back to you. But yes. Premananda Prabhu takes everybody for free to Govardhan. And he gives prasada to everyone. And how much money comes to him, isn't it? I've seen this. And you can ask people from Brazil. Every day they feed 300 people. And the devotee is cooking. You can ask her from Brazil. They're doing. I say, yeah, feed everyone. It will come. So the more you give, also more donation will come. But the more you're like miser with the money. Yeah, of course, I have to manage, but still will come more. It will come. What do you think about it? It's okay. So Gurudeva told it was desire of Satyadevi Maharaj to make the parikrama fee for everyone. Vrajamanda Parikrama, and he asked to Gurudeva if it was possible. And Gurudeva is saying that. Yeah, no need to ask things for everyone, money. If they give, okay. Otherwise, no problem. So we did Bhagavad Sapta and everything. I've seen this. The more you're generous. So in the COVID now we started to feed the poor people. So now every day thousands of people we are feeding. So I tell you the truth. I mean, this automatically grew all this like by itself, looks like amazing. Yes, I have this realization also. Okay, but on the day of Ekadashi, what to do? On the day of Ekadashi, what to do? Yeah, he did some sabji with potato and he did some pakora and he distributed prasada even on the day of Ekadashi. And people eat very happily. So in the same way. Even on the day of Ekadashi, we are distributing prasada. This is very nice. So for 5 months, we are doing this of distributing prasada. So in the beginning, in the Vrinda Gauriya Mata, in the beginning, there was no ticket to go for parikrama. We didn't ask anyone money to parikrama for parikrama. But what happened at that time? It was difficult to manage everything. That's why the meaning of making a ticket or registration or anything. To stop what? To stop control because there are so many people. So at that time I was. Because if you make some ticket, then you control the quantity of people. Because actually there were so many people, like multitude, so it was difficult to control. And so many people here and there. People here and there means people who are not even devotees. People from Bao Sampradaya, because for free they're even smoking or something. Like he's saying, when sitting here for Katha is less people, and the distribution of Prasada is like 1500 people. So yes. The problem is that these people who are not devotees, they are coming front and taking prasad, and the devotees are behind. Gurudev is saying, yes, the Navadvipa Parikrama, exactly this happens. These other people, okay, prasad is given to everyone, okay. Everybody can take prasad. But this is the thing, the other people. So in the management, what happens? So this is difficult. Nothing else. This is not a problem making free for everyone. But for managing all these people, then it's difficult. This is the thing. And also you must keep a standard how people will come. Like for example, they make some different food for the people from Delhi in Navadvipa. Tirukar Maharaj used to say, "Ah, you give nice food to the rich people and you give bad food for the poor people." Then Tirukar Maharaj used to say, he gave 100 people, 100 rupees. 100 rupees, he gave so much money, you didn't give anything. No, if you also give, you also get good food. Because from the money he gave, I gave food for everyone and also to him. So you give 100 rupees and I don't give you nice food, you'll not give again. And the other people who come without paying, how they get any food? So Tirukar Maharaj used to speak directly the answer. This is true. Okay, Maharaj, for 3 or 4 years ago, in the Ekadashi day, in the temple, we are doing, so lunchtime, people come, and also evening time. 300-400 people come to take prasada in Ekadashi here. They listen some katha, and they also take prasada Ekadashi prasada. Before, used to announce, don't cook in your house, come here and eat. And don't eat once, just twice, morning and evening. One person from Benares, his wife told, give me a sari. Sorry, I couldn't hear. Oh, the sari was 400.
I was talking to him.
The wife told take pay the half. Pay half.
I missed.
Okay, sorry, I couldn't get exactly everything. So these 200-300 people, they sit here and take prasad on Ekadashi. But when I started doing on lunch,
हेलो अरे जरा देखो ये ऑफिस में जाकर के साथ